like to play a couple of variations on Christmas carols that were written by Jacob van Eyck, who was a flutist who was paid by the city of, I think, Utrecht in Holland to tootle his flute tunes here and there in the town for funerals and weddings and whatever, and just out in the open air. He was a blind flutist, and he also played the carillon up the bell tower for the city. Someone decided that his tunes were so nice that they should be written down, so they published two big books of them. I happened to find two Christmas carols, and this first one is the child is born to us. Ein Kind ist uns geboren, or something. I can do it with a slightly German accent, but not Dutch. And I don't know exactly what the title means. Oh, Heilige Bethlehem. Oh, holy and Zalig. Z-A-L-I-G-H. I have no idea what that means in Dutch. Maybe city or something. Oh, holy blank Bethlehem. Thank you. These are two pieces from a book of Noels by a French composer, Jean-François, I think, J.F. anyway, Dandrieu, D-A-N-D-R-I-E-U. And they're organ pieces, but we've made flute and harpsichord and flute and synthesizer pieces out of them. Again, they're from a book of Christmas music, of Noels, and the first one is There's Nothing More Tender is the name of it.
Thank you.
some friends in Germany, a little book of German carols, and they starred with three stars, the ones that are really often sung, and two stars less, and one star that are still favorites. But and these two weren't starred at all, but I'll tell you that. But that's, I think, because they're fairly recent carols, although they sound very old. They sound as though they might have been in the 1600s or even earlier. Still, they, I think they're newer, 20th century, both the words and the melodies. And I wish I could translate the words for you. The first one. Which one should we do first? Let's do this one. And the title is "You Who Have Conquered the World." Is Richard here? Geschaffen. Du der du die Welt geschaffen hast. The person that
you made the world.
Who made the world?
Yeah.
Geschaffen?
Yeah.
Who made the world? This holy time, we think also on your suffering that we in this late night through our sins upon you have brought, and then Kyrie eleison at the end of each verse. The world is full of Freudenhall, sound of joy or something. Freudenhall. Die Welt ist heute voll Freudenhall. The world
is joy.
Yeah. Sound of joy. But you lay in a poor stall. Dein Urteilsspruch. Yeah, your, what's going to happen? Dein Urteilsspruch ist längst gefällt.
That's a hard one. Old German. Something is your judge.
Yeah, your judgment is already sort of, well, there, the cross is already upon you, Kyrie eleison, but it's, well, And it goes on like that for three more.
You can imagine them. Imagine the words. Everybody write this down.
Let's see now. A Bach setting of In Dulci Jubilo for organ. And this is a different one that we've arranged for the two of us.
Thank you.
another version of that, but by Brahms. It's an organ piece, and he's written the words above, and David will sing the melody with us then, the second concert. Again, this is just an organ piece that we've put in configuration.
Thank you.
14 pieces they're called, but we're only going to play about, well, six of them. Short little, tiny little tunes by Charles Kirschlin, who was a French composer. These were written, I think, in the early 40s. I think you probably know titles to these.